Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
This is KDKA Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway, and we are live this morning at beautiful Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, our spring training home for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and our trip here brought to you on KDKA Radio by BradentonGulfIslands.com.
And we welcome the president of your Pittsburgh Pirates, Frank Coonley. Frank, thanks for coming over this morning. I know you are busy, even though the rest of the team may be off today.
Good morning, Larry and John. Great to have you here again, and great to have you down in Bradenton. It's really terrific that you guys come down and report to our fans what's going on in Bradenton. So glad to be here. I think I am your off-day guest. Always come on when there's an off day and the players are out playing golf or doing something else. Hopefully I'm reliable.
The head of your grounds crew just came by and asked me to please take this weather back home to Pittsburgh with me. It's a little chilly out here this morning.
Yeah, but nobody in Pittsburgh feels sorry for us.
No, absolutely not.
But yet, in just a few weeks, the games count. The season will be underway. There's been some acrimony over the offseason, as you're well aware, about the team's maneuvers. But as John and I have discovered, inside the clubhouse, an optimism and chemistry.
Yeah, there are a lot of belief in each other, and especially the new acquisitions.
Absolutely, and I think it was important that Clint came in to the beginning of camp and said, we honor the past, embrace the future, the current, and build the future of this organization. So we needed to turn the page on what went on in the off season, and we did that effectively. And these guys have really bonded together and believe in one another and believe in this team in 2018 and are really looking forward to getting it going.
Frank, as far as fans go, though, you've got to win them over as the season goes on. And I guess the only cure for that is winning.
The only cure for winning the fans over is to let them understand that this is an exciting team. This is a fun team to watch, and it's a team that they can come out and support and that they can feel proud of, and winning certainly helps that, no question.
In your role as president of the organization, you know, it's multifaceted. So you have the game and the player side, and you have managing everything else in between. It's a big job. Has it been more difficult this offseason than in near memory?
Well, we have so many great people working for the Pirates, Larry, that they make my job easy. But our job is to, all of us, is to sell the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that has been a task that we embrace and love to do. And I personally have loved to sell this team. We needed to move in a new direction. 78 wins, 75 wins aren't good enough for our fans. We needed to move in a new direction. We needed to take an aggressive step. We took that step. It had some pain along the way, no question. That's always going to be the case. But we needed to move in a new direction and get ourselves back in a position where we can be in the playoffs. And I think we're well positioned to move into there.
You know, it's interesting. We have walked around Pirate City with you. We've been around you here. And I am always amazed by your encyclopedic knowledge of the players. I mean, guys who are maybe years away from ever seeing PNC Park, and yet you know who they are. You talk about them. You get involved with these guys. So I would imagine when you have to make an off-season move like that with someone you've known for years, like Andrew, that's personally probably not too easy for you.
No question. From a personal perspective, it's always tough to see guys go, whether they leave via trade or leave via free agency. You build relationships with these young men. You see them grow up from the time that they're 18 or 21 years old. So those are tough personal calls to make, but you've got to make, in my position or in Neil Huntington's position, you have to make the right decision for the organization to put the organization in a position where we can win championships. And that those are the decisions we needed to make this offseason and we'll need to make every offseason.
You have to have an encyclopedic knowledge. Do you know Mr. Coonley graduated law school, Catholic University, with the highest grade point average?
Really?
The highest.
Why do I feel suddenly really dumb?
No comment, John. So Frank, as we get ready every year, it is there, and we've talked about this, and it never gets old, and there's still something for us to, about the magic of baseball and the radio and being at the ballpark and the excitement of opening day April 2nd.
It's great family entertainment, Larry. Families can come out to PNC Park and enjoy this team that they can really bond with and get behind, have a great night at the ballpark. It's always a lot of fun. We make sure that it's family-friendly, family affordable, value for the families. So, and it also means that spring's coming. I know it's tough back in Pittsburgh when it's 28 degrees and snow flurries, as I heard your weather forecast, but spring is around the corner. And given the opening day that we had last year where we had some snow and about 30 right. degrees and high winds, we're due for a nice weather day on April 2nd this year. I'm asking you, Larry, Richard, former weatherman, to get us a
us
70 degrees and sunny.
That's why I got out of that profession.
Yeah, he's in the protection program.
Yeah, the weather witness protection program.
Frank, we saw Neil Walker signed yesterday by the Yankees, and there are a lot of free agents still hanging out there, and unusually large numbers still hanging out there. Are the Pirates still in that game, or are you guys set?
It's been a slow market, but no, we're set. We're looking forward to cutting the roster down to 25 and getting north to Pittsburgh.
But again, Frank, the feel of the club, just we get to visit once a year, and this is our immersion. But as I mentioned to you, we kind of keep this with us all season long and really enjoy and appreciate the hospitality of the Pittsburgh Pirates. So thank you as the boss.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled to have you here.
Frank Coonley, president of your Pittsburgh Pirates here in Bradenton on KDK Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.